This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. Joining me in the studio to talk about how to prepare today's students for tomorrow's jobs is Indiana Youth Institute President and CEO Bill Stanjakiewicz. Bill, thanks so much for joining me today.
Kristen, hello.
Now, there's a great opportunity for students to take advantage of jobs in the future, but they've got to be prepared for it, correct?
Two-thirds of the jobs in this century will require some sort of education after high school, and that's the big message we need to get across to kids. And if you're one who says, you know what, I don't want to sit in the classroom, I don't want to hold the book, high schools have the specific diploma track for kids who want to go into manufacturing, who want to go into agriculture, who want to use their hands. It's just a matter of closing the information gap so that kids know what the economy requires, education after high school, and it's not just the four-year degree. It can be a two-year degree or even as little as a six-month training certificate.
And should they be focusing on certain areas of study? Are we talking about the STEM subjects?
You know, that certainly does play a huge role in this. The science, technology, the engineering, and the math. But the biggest issue is to be talking to your school counselor about two things. First of all, what is this technical honors diploma? What does that require? And Kristen, what happens is you take the same courses as the kids taking the regular academic honors diploma, and yet when you are a junior and a senior, for about half of each school day, they take you to a career tech ed center. Now, high schools in the region share that facility, and in the afternoons, the kids learn about computer technology related to manufacturing. They learn about logistics, which is a huge industry in our entire state, and especially here in West Central Indiana. When you look at the string of I-65 between Lafayette and Indianapolis, a huge logistics industry has grown up there. You can learn about digital photography, digital computing, things of that nature, and then you graduate with that technical honors diploma. The second thing you need to ask your counselor about is dual credit. This is where you can earn college credit while you're still in high school from Ivy Tech, and by the time you're a senior, have your Ivy Tech diploma and your high school diploma, be 18 years old, and be very employable out in the market. So again, ask about dual credit, ask about technical honors diploma. Those types of educational opportunities can help you be employable in the 21st century economy.
And we really are looking at a situation where there will be a lot of jobs and maybe not the people to fill those jobs.
Yeah, we're at a situation now where people are predicting that we will have tens of thousands of jobs that will go unfilled in the year 2020. There's been some research out there that shows in that year 2020, we will be younger as a country than two of our biggest global competitors, China and Europe. We will have more younger workers than those two continent areas and those two countries. That's a great competitive advantage if our kids are prepared. So that's today's fourth graders, our sixth graders, our eighth graders. We need to get them prepared now so that in 2020 and beyond, they are ready for the workforce. And if they're not, those jobs will go unfilled. It will be a missed opportunity for them, for our state, and for our country.
Now, do you think schools need to be more organized in their approach in presenting these possibilities to students?
Here's one of the biggest challenges in our state, Kristen. We have one of the worst ratios of students per school counselors in America. The average school counselor in our public high school is responsible for nearly 600 students a year. 600. And if you do the math in a 180-day school year, what that breaks down to is that each counselor could meet three kids a day, every day, and get through all the kids, meaning mm-hmm. every kid's going to see their counselor once.
Right.
It's that big of a load. So there are some other resources out there. At Indiana Youth Institute, we have the Drive of Your Life and Trip to College websites, Drive of Your Life and Trip to College. Learn More has a wonderful site. College Board has an outstanding site. The Indiana College Cost Estimator has a wonderful website for kids to get the information that they need.
So the future looks bright. We just need parents and students and schools and communities to work together to get there.
The big issue, I cannot emphasize enough, is often an information gap. There are systems in place. Purdue has scholarships for low-income students, 21st century scholarships from our state, the Pell Grants from the federal level. The systems are in place. We just need to help people understand where those systems are, the technical honors diploma, what the economy demands. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not trying to be naive here. You're dealing oftentimes with lots of generation history. You're talking about still the scars of racial injustice. You're talking about a changing global economy where people play by the rules and now the rules have changed. It's very deep and very complex, but we can help eat away at this by getting the information out, helping support what's happening in our schools, and even by mentoring kids so that they have the information they need.
Well, great. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Kristen, thank you.
And Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.